I would love to walk home before the time. Okay, am I on something?
Yes, you're being recorded.
Am I? I'm not going to say Shalom Aleichem. What are your names?
Moshe Silver.
Shalom Aleichem.
You don't?
What?
You don't, Vladimirsky?
I think we'll be learning a lot together. Please, God. You're already in the high, guys. Shalom Aleichem.
Kevin Schmoff.
Benjamin. Shalom, shalom. Yeah, I know. But it's nice to say hello again. And?
Danny.
Okay. Shalom. So we got a real good combination, because my name's Natan, which is Domel and Natana. It's just that he has God also on his side. And my middle name is Daniel.
That
rounds us up. Hold on, I'm sorry. Hello? Yeah, hi, Colony. Yeah. I'm busy with other teachings, but thank you. Someday I'll do that. Okay, Shkayev, good luck. You too, be well, bye. Okay, so the bus to Efrat is not yet passed, but it will by the time we finish. I've got to do tshuva, okay? I have to do tshuva because I often don't quite get places on time. When I come to shul on time, they don't recognize me. I can work on it. We can work on it. But, so I'm on last week's Sedra. In last week's Sedra was an amazing mitzvah called Staka. I much prefer, without going into the depths of it, the name Staka to the word charity. All of the overtones, the nuances of the word charity say that me, the donor, the rich person, helps out this poor slob. And whether I do it because now I'm up, he's down, someday I hope he'll return the favor, or to make myself feel good, I'll silence this in a moment. Hi, I'm still teaching there. Yeah, but then I'm going to be looking and hanging and things like that and heading home, but I have to teach now. And bye, I'll talk to you later, bye. Go to silent. Sorry. Charity sounds like an act of unequals. It's obvious the poor person is receiving the benefit from it. Staka, what's staka mean?
Based on the word tzedek.
Right, what's tzedek?
Righteousness.
It's the right thing to do. Not because it helps some idea that I've built society. It's the right thing to do. The reason Hashem gives me money is to do mitzvah. It may involve some pleasure, building family. I can achieve worlds with money, but it's to do good things in the world. Who does who the biggest favor? The donor or the recipient? Now look at this. Think for a second. Maybe I'm out $10. And he's made me a generous person. Man, what a bargain I got. The Chofetz Chaim used to like to tell this little math riddle. I'm going to tell you, and you're all going to fall for it, because it's so obvious. You have 10 rubles. You give 4 to tzedakah. How many do you have left?
6.
You fell. You have 4 left, because the rest you're going to eat or spend or lose. You give 4 rubles to tzedakah, $4, 4 shekels. That's what you really have. Can't take it with you. That you take with you. So the mitzvah tzedakah in last week's parsha is expressed in a very curious way, a way that even we beginners might see the redundancy of. It says that you have to strengthen the poor person and give him, word of the pasuk, de matzolo asher yechsar lo. You have to fill the lacking in which he is needful. And the same root, de machzoro, machzoro, asher yechzar, same root, that he lacks. It would have been enough to say, it would have been clear. Okay? De machzoro, give him enough that he needs. And the halakha learns something amazing. The halakha learns that, let's say this person recently became poor. And he was rich. So you say, bring up the level of medium or slightly better than poor. Psychologically, he was used to a house, a carriage, a servant. He was used to having someone in Talmudic imagery running before his carriage to say, here comes hoot to toot to toot. You give him a house, a carriage, a servant, and someone to run in front of his carriage and announce him. Now it's interesting, one of the most influential opinions that led to this decision is Hillel's. Hillel was as poor as a shul mouse, but he appreciated the need to treat the recipient with respect. So you know, all of the mitzvot that we call Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, we categorize mitzvah. One is ritual between us and God. The other broad sweeping category is Bein Adam. Did I say Bein Adam L'Chaveiro? I meant Bein Adam L'Makom, between us and God. Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, between man and his fellow, interpersonal, maybe quite ethical, is based on a pasuk in Dvarim that said, V'halachta bidrachav, you walk in God's ways. That's lovely. So the rabbis say, walk in God's ways, mahu rachum v'chanum, just as he is merciful, he makes clothing for Adam, and even he buries Moshe, and he does good things for everyone, feeds the poor, takes care of the homeless, the widow, the orphan. So as he is all of these things, so you should be Rachum B'chanun and all of those. But you know, at the first, that means there's an orientation in mitzvah towards imitating God. Imitatio Dei, if you like Latin. You have to imitate God, emulate God's qualities. The basic Jewish idea has halachic ramifications of reality, of significance, and it's philosophically deeper than deep. But then, when you think a moment, how do you imitate God? God's a man of war. I should be a man of war?
Well, sometimes.
Perhaps sometimes. So I think what it says is, when you look at the Rachum V'chanun that God does, in the mitzvot that we have, like tzedakah, the way God cares for beings is to always be considerate of the recipient. God gives in a way that doesn't crush. God loves in a way that doesn't stifle. How many parents, you know, great 20th century idea, you can't ever say love is bad. Have you ever found love to be a little bit strangling? I know a couple, lovely couple, kid went off to college, they freaked out. They just couldn't find it in themselves to let the kid become himself. Individuate is the usual word, right? Because he's a baby. I have four babies. They're getting married now, living their own lives. You know, I tell them, just ask yourself, will this next step I take make me the best me that I can be? Then I'm happy. Because that's what God wants to see. And it's a two-way street. Relations, kids with parents, parents with kids, donor, recipient, donor. I have to show my parents honor. Does that mean I have to be my parents? The parents have to know how to learn from my parents to be myself. I always have to thank them. The mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim is about, and this is from the Sefer Chinuch, a wonderful book describing mitzvot. We have it here in our library, both Hebrew and English. In English it's called the Book of Mitzvah Education. It says it's about Hakarat HaTov, recognizing gratitude, expressing gratitude for good deeds. Hakarat HaTov is a funny mitzvah too. I talk about God in Shmona Esrei, and I say Gomel Chasadim Tovim. He does good acts of kindness. Do you think that's bad act of kindness? Sure. I feed you until you retch. I give you candy until your teeth rot. What about giving them candy? You give the way it's best for you. So we'll have a chance to learn about these mitzvot interpersonal as well as connecting to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Coming back to Tzedakah. Last week's message. So you're giving away that the recipient is benefited most. Retaining his dignity, for example. How many people give because it's a charity bread, right? How many people give and they... I'm a sofer when I'm not teaching you guys. A sofer writes letters. A sofer counts letters. That's why we call sofering we count. Sofer... Mispar, Sfirata Omer, you were suffering for 49 days. As I write letters, and I learn from the Talmud that we learn about letters by the way they look, the way they sound, the names we have for letters, you know, it's not like Roman English letters. A, B, C, D. It's just sound bites to remind us. Aleph means learning, like where do you learn to speak Hebrew, and then Ulpan, Aleph, Ulpan. Bet, Bayin, a house, and etc. We also learn from the juxtaposition, that is the positioning of letters. What letters are near each other, what letters are far away? Gimel, Dalet, Gomel, Dalim, support the poor. And the Talmud has this little miniature dialogue between the donor, the Gimel. You ever notice that the left letter of the gimel is sort of kicking up, so it could run to donate, to find a poor person. The dal, however, has his face, like the dalet, the roof of the dalet is heading that way, away from the gimel, which was before it, because the donor has to give in a way that the recipient isn't embarrassed. And yet the dalet's leg leans back towards the donor. Because he can't make himself too hard to find, because the process has to be real and work. A whole bunch of ethics of donating, which we learn by Hashem's example, to take the recipient into account. Just as you have mitzvot regarding the parents, they have mitzvot regarding you. It's amazing. So there we are with the mitzvot tzedakah. And the mystics, which I'm not allowed to teach about, tell us that each month of the Hebrew year is associated with the name of God, and we're reminded of which name of God by a sort of mnemonic device associating with a certain pasuk. And I happen to learn the the chief of Shulman in last week's parsha about mitzvah tzedakah, and he says that it's interesting that Parshat Re'eh is always in the week that we bench Rosh Chodesh Elul. And the pasuk of God's name of Elul is about tzedakah. And there it was, the mitzvah tzedakah preparing us to enter Elul. And I think that's one of the big ideas of Elul. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li, just as God's way in tzedakah is to retain the dignity, and it therefore becomes a two-way connection. What could be more of a two-way connection than the reciprocality of Ani l'dodi, I am for my beloved, v'dodi li. We care for each other in a way that's not pressure and manipulative, coercive. We love in ways we express caring for each other by making the other the best he or she can be. I knew though the I'm for my beloved, though the I'm for me. And we turn it up a little. Once you learn how to love in a sharing way, then you can understand what it's about. This love is about turning out. And therefore, once we turn out, we can turn up. And I, for my beloved, I give myself over by sublimating what things might be more appealing if I were selfish to someone who really knows and really cares for my best interests. And then, what I get is the second half of Jodi Lee, get all of that caring. That comes down the road towards the end of Elul, which ends in Tshuva, Serkimei Tshuva, we're preparing for Tshuva. You know, if you count from, we have a very amazing calendar, 12 months, 6 and 6, if you wish. Shalom Aleichem. It's nice to see you. Yeah. Baruch Hashem.
I came for one rabbi, it's two big rabbis.
Gaval. Just wait. Who knows? Baruch Hashem. So there's kind of a feeling there are two New Years, four New Years, bunches of New Years. There's a New Year in Tishrei, there's a New Year in Nisan. There are these focuses. And each is the beginning of a 6 month period, which means that if you count from Nisan, Elul is the 7th month. If you count from Tishrei, Nisan is the 7th month. 7 implies Shabbat and spiritual richness and holiday filled, and they are. Count from Tishrei, you get Pesach 7 months later. And if you count from Nisan, Pesach, you get Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseret Yemei Teshuva, Yom HaKadosh, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. Wow, that's a Shabbistic month. And so if 7 is very Shabbati, is very Shabbos-like and spiritual and full, then what's 6? Erev Shabbos. We're in Erev Shabbos of the year. We're now in Erev Shabbos of the year. That's Erev. So Chevron, good Shabbos. We're getting ready. We're getting ready. You know, Yom Kippur, Moshe came with the new Luchot, the unbroken Luchot. In the lore of the rabbis, it's called the big wedding. The ketubah, the connection. We'll get there together, please God. And by the way, I cleared my next Thursday night schedule. Next Thursday we're going to get there. Center of the known universe together. Thanks God. Okay. Sorry I can't stay a few more hours, but you know, another time. You know something? Let me tell you a story. True story, I heard it from Pesach Krohn, Rabbi Pesach Krohn. There was once a rabbi who was involved primarily in gathering funds for poor people, and it was expressed in his running soup kitchens and trying to support people who didn't have enough on a very basic level. And he would go around, periodically make a trip to try and get big donations. And those who gave, gave. Made a trip to England once. He was centered here. And these trips were always planned. He had parlor meetings and met with people in appropriate places. And one of the people who arranged his trip said that they've gotten a letter from someone who knew of his imminent arrival requesting that he specifically give an audience to him. And this person had been a very large donor before. So they anticipated something good was coming down the pike. So he slotted him into his calendar, met up with this donor. Would be donor. So they sat down together, and the donor said, "I've been so impressed by your organization. Provide food for the hungry in the most basic way." And he pulls out his checkbook and says, "Rabbi, I'd like to donate to you £1,000 sterling. Thank you so much. But Rabbi, there's one little thing. I hope you humor me in it. I'm sure it's no problem. I'd like to know the names of the people whom I support. It's a thing I've done often. There's some families that I've helped build up and retrain and in the finest ideals of tzedakah. But I'd like to know who they are." So the rabbi thought for a minute. And you know, by the way, there are a list of hierarchies of how to donate. The Rambam enumerates 8 levels of charity. You should learn it sometime soon. And one of them is that it's far better to give unknown, anonymously, than known. Keep people's feelings in mind, right? So the rabbi said, "It's part of our organization's policy not to reveal the names of recipients. I'm sorry, I can't." And something rang not quite right. So then I'll tell you what, Rabbi. £5,000. Can you just let me know the names, and I guarantee you it will be a secret between you, your organization, and me." And the rabbi said, "I'm sorry, I really respect your generosity. And I just have to let you know it's not according to our policy. I can't do it even for that." Put this checkbook aside. Took out a wad of these things, you know, these pictures of dead presidents in green. Lots of them. Only kings and queens, princes. £50,000 cash. Don't tell anybody. No one has to know. And the rabbi said, "I'm sorry. It's our policy. It works for us. It's important to us. And in fact, our distribution is structured in such a way that I don't know, and no one person knows. By it's going through several hands of a selection, the anonymity is protected, and it's important to us. And though I would be very happy if you could find it in your heart to be generous otherwise, if not, thank you so much for your time." And the man quickly got up and went to another room, and the rabbi figured, "That's it, I blew it. You know, should have maybe told him some name somehow." The man came back 10 minutes later, red-eyed, clear you've been crying. I said, Rabbi, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I said, Rabbi, I want you to know, you know, I invited you, and everybody knows I was a big donor. It's been a bad month for me. I don't have anything anymore. And I'm so ashamed. I can't let anybody know. And I want you to know, I need your help. And I wanted to be sure you would value my secrecy. And now I know. Just feel the hurt of others. The rabbi moved mountains to get this man privately to support me. And he will build me for building me. Give him a way that imitates God. Keeping in mind the recipient. So, we're going to be giving each other a lot. Somebody here is going to tell you that we're teaching you. Those of us who've been in this a while know we're learning together. We're learning from you. We're sharing with you. You've been on the path longer. You deserve the benefit of it. And you'll show us the excitement, the newness. There's never been a class in prayer I've given, and I've given many, where I didn't find out more about how to pray from the people there. You know, I've been saying these words 3 times a day for years now. You guys are so exciting. Bishop Ross, thanks. Good chance. I much prefer green. That's an old tradition. Yeah. Be well, guys. Good Shabbos. Take care.